This podcast comes to you from the Pixel Labs podcast studio. As the world of marketing evolves, so must brands when faced with new challenges. We help brands grow by identifying opportunities to have real results. Welcome to the Raising Brand Podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carter. Welcome back to the Raising Brand Podcast, where we talk about all things marketing and also marketing adjacent. Today, I'm here with Tyler. Hello.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good.
It's Tuesday.
We're
making it through the week.
Love. I have one big question for you right now. What is one piece of advice you would give someone thinking about going into graphic design? If you have two, you're free to give two, but what is one piece of advice you'd give someone?
That's a very solid question. I think for me, I think the biggest thing is just creating, like, any kind of scale, any kind of project you can work on. There's a ton of resources online as far as like fake projects to work on, like prompt ideas, this, that, and that. Like, there's a ton of resources for you to be able to find projects to work on. But I think really working on stuff and just like even like working towards building up a portfolio, working on just like creating things, because that's where you're really going to learn kind of like what looks good and what doesn't, is like actually doing. Like, watching videos and tutorials is helpful, but it's only gonna go so far, where you really need to be like actually working on projects and kind of sitting down, brainstorming the ideas, and like working through that process.
Yeah, the hands-on learning is more effective. Is it like with the online things where it's like, oh, here are these prompts, or like, here's how to do something, is it bad to have those in like a very beginner portfolio? Like, would you like, if it's something that's like, oh, all these people receive the same prompt from this source, like, would you have that in your portfolio if you were applying to jobs, internships, like things like that?
I think so. I think there's also like, there's so many prompts that it's like, who's to say this wasn't a real client? I mean, obviously you would know, but like someone else that's looking at your portfolio, like, yes, there's some that like you can kind of tell, but I don't think that anyone's ever going to be like, oh, what is this like project that I've seen before? Like,
oh, yeah. Not everyone's stumbling across the same prompts.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. And if like, I guess people going in graphic design are creatives at heart.
Yeah.
Or probably creatives at heart. So you're going to take a prompt and run with it wherever you want to run with it. So
yeah. And I think from my end of like looking at people's portfolios and like being on the other end of hiring people, it's like, from my perspective, I think it kind of shows the initiative that like you went and did like work, even though you didn't have a like super specific reason to, like, you weren't working on this project for a client. You took the initiative to actually like look up a prompt online and like work on it. So
That's good to know that like there's like a, it showed a desire to learn and wasn't just like a, oh, another person with this. I guess that makes sense though. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Is there any other words of advice you'd like to give anyone going into graphic design? Otherwise,
I don't know. I think that's the main one. Just kind of like always trying. And I think another big thing with that is don't be afraid to fail. Like,
okay,
work and like do the creative stuff, but then also like I have days where I make a design and I hate it, I completely scrap it. Like, don't be afraid of that. That's just kind of how the process works, and nothing is ever wasted time, in a sense of like,
yeah,
even if you made something and failed, you still learn from it. So
right,
it's, that's good.
Also, I think like being able to fail for yourself leads up to, you're working in a job where people are going to be like, I don't like that. Like, do that again. So I feel like if you fail for yourself, at some point it will make failing, not failing, being asked to redo something for someone else, or just saying, hey, like, we were on different pages with this, I feel like that would make it easier.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that will never be super easy to get a critique, like a tough critique where you're like, oh.
There's easier things to do.
But
it's helpful.
If you can fail for yourself, you can, I feel like, more easily be asked to redo something for someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Those were two great pieces of advice. I appreciate you being on here and spitting those out. Fun. All right.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Raising Brand Podcast, powered by Pixel Labs. Remember to subscribe to stay up to date on all things Raising Brand.